guess next week August arrives, and you'll be hearing a lot about back to school. The clock is ticking. And that said, we are so pleased to welcome to the program the president and head of Laurelton Hall High School in Milford, Dr. Tony Iadarola. Dr. Tony Iadarola, welcome to Front and Center.
I'm happy to be here today, Dan.
Doctor, tell us just a bit about Laurelton High School, first of all, Laurelton Hall High School.
Well, Laurelton Hall was founded by the Sisters of Mercy in 1905 in Milford, and it's Connecticut's first Catholic college prep school for young women. And you know, Dan, for over a century, Laurelton Hall has championed the power of an all-girls learning environment, and it's been very true to its original mission, educating young women to be independent, globally responsible, and to prepare to meet the challenges of society and to do so with confidence.
Yeah, by the way, we're seeing, of course, the glass ceiling being broken where we had a woman nominated for a major party to run for the presidency of the United States.
Yes, I'm very happy that you commented on that, Dan.
Now, what defines a good educational philosophy, Doctor?
Well, I think a good educational philosophy is not, it's not necessarily being the brightest students in the class or coming in at the middle in terms of GP, your grade point average. First of all, I like the word educate because it comes from Latin, Dan, educare, which means to lead or to draw out. And that's what I think a good educator does, leads and draws out of the individual student to help him or her to be the very best they can be.
So that good educator has to have the talent in order to see perhaps what's within that student, to light a fire perhaps, to help motivate that student, do you think?
Absolutely. Find that spark and light it. You're right. Absolutely correct.
Now, as we mentioned at the top, you're an all-girls school.
You're right.
Are there benefits of a same-sex environment?
Well, the research on the topic of single sex or single gender environment, I think, is really fascinating, I think. And I think the research does show that during the adolescent years, critical years for girls and for boys, that single sex can be beneficial.
We have done, by the way, interviews on this program with other people talking about STEM courses and how it helps to prepare a student to go out into the business world, the real world, the work world when they graduate. And for those who do not know, STEM is the acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. How important, from your perspective, are STEM courses?
Well, first of all, I think science, technology, engineering, and math are important part of our education and for us to compete in a global marketplace today. And I think being exposed to the STEMs is going to be very beneficial to you when they enter the job market. And it's going to be beneficial also in terms of keeping our economy competitive.
I don't think there's any question about it. When you look at the competition, particularly from overseas, we've got to remain educated, right?
You're right. I think the Program of International Student Assessment, the PISA, ranked 15-year-old U.S. high school students 18th in mathematics and 13th in science, based on data from, at that point, 34 participating nations. So we have a lot to do. We have a lot of work to do, Dan.
How about technology? Where does technology factor into the curriculum?
Oh, I think technology has impacted everybody's life, from our own personal lives and to what's happening in schools. Integrating technology as a tool for learning. I think there's a lot of work that's been done, too, on assessing learning. How has technology assessed the learning outcomes of our students?
You know, I always like to ask people this question, Doctor. How has the advancement of technology helped you in your job?
A good portion of my job is data-driven. Whether I'm looking at the number of students that are young women that are applying to Laurelton, what is the yield on that? All of that can be plugged into a program and could pop up just at an instant. Clearly, it's very beneficial in terms of budgeting, encumbrance systems. I don't know what I would do without my iPhone. I mean, it's got my schedule, my life over the schedule, life over the next year.
I don't know what I would do without my iPhone. It's incredible how we got along without this stuff.
You're right.
It really is amazing.
Yeah, although when you go to grocery shop, they still all don't have the chips yet.
That's right. Well, that's coming. It's got to be by the fall, that's for sure. Now, we see the costs of college rising. I mean, the costs are going up, and I know that there are some schools, some institutions at the high school level, which will offer college courses to give students a jump on college. How about Laurelton Hall?
We offer the UConn Early College Experience. That's a concurrent enrollment program that provides UConn courses at Laurelton Hall for both high school and college credit. It's wonderful, Dan, because the student could rack up 15 or even 30 credits in their junior and senior year, go on to college. That saves parents, could save parents a half a year or a full year of college. And most of the accredited institutions do accept the UConn credits.
Now, do they have to clear specific hurdles before they can take those college courses at Laurelton Hall?
Well, they have to be in the junior and senior year, and they have to be able to qualify to be able to take it. So you obviously want a strong student to do that.
Sure. We hear a lot about school safety in this day and age. It's part of the conversation. What can you tell us about Laurelton Hall?
We've had to make an investment on safety issues here. I think we put in, I think it's close to $250,000 in just last year and a half. We're located in Milford, charming town of Milford, and the area, for the most part, is a safe area. But I don't think you can be too careful about that today. We work closely with the Milford police. We have a good crisis management plan and all the elements of that plan, whether you're dealing with a team that will respond, whether you're dealing with a communication system that will be able to deal with the in-house community as well as your parents and outside community.
Talking with Dr. Tony Adarola, president of Laurelton Hall in Milford. Laurelton Hall is a high school for girls, and let's face it, doctor, we're talking about a very vulnerable age, teenagers, girls. What is done in order to prepare students to maintain that academic and extracurricular balance?
Well, I think our mission is a solid one, Dan. I think our students are independent when they graduate. They are globally responsible, and I really do believe strongly that they're prepared for whatever life presents to them. And their idea that this education is not just for them, but to really get out there, roll up your sleeves, and make this a better society than it is today, Dan.
Now, in education itself, you've got magnet schools, you've got private schools, you've got public schools.
Right.
What are some of the differences? What do people need to know?
Well, I think some of the magnet schools have a specialty, okay? And it could be the STEMs, it could be the arts, it could be the performing arts, the visual arts. I think one of the strengths of our American system, and I'd hate to see it destroyed in any way, is the fact that we have such diversity in it. And I see that as a real strength of our system compared to other countries.
Are you fearful that diversity might be eliminated?
Not at the moment. I guess the threat always rears its head periodically, but I don't see that.
But essentially, one of the strengths of the system is the diversity we have.
Yes, mm-hmm. I feel that very strongly.
Yeah, that's great. Just as an overview, because we're entering August and students, of course, have been on their summer break, what should they be doing to get prepared for school, Doctor?
Well, I hope that they're resting over the summer as well as enjoying activities with their family and loved ones. Many of our students are doing some reading in preparation for the fall. There's been a lot of concern about stress in high schools, even in grammar schools as well as colleges. and to be able to spend the summer doing some relaxation activities, I think, is very important for our students.
Yeah, relaxation is important, to say the least.
You're right. You're right.
Doctor, who, because I always like to ask people this, who influenced you as you were growing up when it came to education and the pursuit of the career path that you eventually took?
Dan, I'm the first-generation immigrant. My parents, neither of them, my mom or my dad, had any education at all. And in growing up, I'm an Italian immigrant, education was encouraged. They encouraged us to be whatever we wanted to be. I think my mom said if she had the opportunity, she would always want to be a teacher. And she I think, had her dream come true with three of her daughters who are in elementary, high school, and college. I was a college president before I came to Laurelton Hall.
Oh, that is
so
really...
So I think my parents yeah. had a great influence on me in terms of valuing education.
Where did you go to school?
My undergraduate was at the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford. My master's and doctorate are at Georgetown University.
Wow, that's terrific. Doctor, before we wrap up our interview, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I'm glad you chose this topic. I think there are so many issues in regard to education, some not so kind and some perhaps even too kind. But I think it's the more what we can do, and I'm interested in the fact that the candidates are addressing some of the educational issues we have in this country are important.
Dr. Iadarola, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciated the call.